Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Thank you for coming through. I just wanted to start off with that, bro. Thank you for coming through. Gee.
Try to do that shit again, bro.
Yeah. Yo, you tuned into the Native Birds Aotearoa show. I've got Mike Shaw in the building. Thank you so much, bro, for being here, bro. Like, how are you going?
I'm going good. It's good to be here. I appreciate being here, bro. It's good to be creating again and be invited onto something like this, bro. Appreciate it.
Oh, bro. No, honestly, like, I really do appreciate it. Just talk. I'll just get you to just move closer to Mike.
Move closer to you, bro.
But,
a bit better?
Yeah, that's the one.
Man.
But, yo, we're here for a couple of reasons, eh? Like, as we said on our post that we shared earlier this morning, you've released a new EP called Ripples, which we managed to play, you know, maybe a couple of weeks ago, the track with our bro Johnny, watching Mano Fly, but the beat's playing in the background as well. We played the track, and we're going to play a few tracks of yours throughout the show and get to know you, bro. Like, I know we've chopped it up. You've been here for a while. We've been in the DMs for the last, like, month or so. Just, like, getting to know each other as bros. You know, that's kind of the style of a sort of Native Bird kind of little interviews, you know? So, and then you're going to grace us with what you dubbed from it's Loom, eh?
Loom, yeah, the bro Loom. He produced this beat as well.
He produced this beat, and we'll talk about that. But producing the freestyle beat that you're going to do later on, which you dubbed a Native Birds Manu type beat. I just appreciate even the head of this, like, the thought and preparation for just making this gonna be sick, bro. I'm looking forward to it. You know?
It's a cypher beat, and the bro has catered it to your show by putting some Manu sounds in there.
But bro, let's have a kōrero. Let's find out. I know, like I said, you kind of got like three kind of eras in a way, bro, or maybe like three and a half or four, but. You're what, 35 now?
35 and counting, yeah.
Sick. And yeah, shout out to the 30 plus club, bro, because I'm 33, about to be 44 at the start of next year.
Young guns, mate.
Don't send all your gifts at once, all right? But, yo, like, when did you first start, like, kind of, like, what was the first song from, like, a hip-hop or even just a music standpoint that triggered you to, like, yo, this is interesting enough to kind of start thinking that you could eventually do stuff?
Honestly, bro, it wasn't even started by a song, eh? So I made music my whole life, and then there was a huge life event where a homie passed away. Straight up, this is how it started, and I ended up living in this unexpected place in North Otahi with this bro who lived there, Carl. If you're listening, shout-outs, Carl.
Shout
been
Carl.
A long time. And he taught me how to freestyle, bro. He taught me how to freestyle, and I ended up using that as a way to get through some shit. And it just stuck, man, and I never stopped.
Was that around your teens, around then?
Yeah, late teens. 17, 18. So. And then, obviously, you know, the Illmatics and all that sort of stuff.
But, like, it's cool to hear that story of it wasn't a particular artist or album that got you into it. It was the fact that, like, you connected through, you know, your late bro passing. And then being able to, like, channel, obviously, that hurt and inside to be able to express yourself.
Yeah, and that's why it became so important to me. Yeah, bro, man. You know? I mean, music's always been important, but, like, shout-outs to Raichu, Music Heals, huh?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, definitely shout-out to Music Heals, Whānau, and Raichu. And talk about, like, I guess, how long have you been down in Uriputi then? Because, like, were you born and raised?
Yeah, bro.
Up in Canterbury, like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no.
Born and raised, but you were up there doing a few things.
I've done a couple stints in Ōtautahi or Christchurch. So I went up when that happened, and then I went back post quakes.
Okay.
And did some mahi up there and got to meet a lot of the bros up there, Oblique and Boozy and all them. Yeah, did some stuff with them for a while, and they slowly teed it off, and it wasn't working out mahi wise anymore. Too much getting wasted and all that sort of stuff, so I decided to come back down south and sort
kind
shit
of
out.
Like, and we'll definitely talk about that, bro, because again, like, one thing that I really liked when I asked you, dude, do you have a local bio, because again, like, at least to start off, the good thing about having that bio and posting it up like we did is that regardless if anyone is tuning in or does tune in, they can at least go and see that and get a pretty good description of who you are and where you've been. But we've already want to delve deep into, I guess, some of the nuances of your journey. Like, particularly once you did start freestyling, when was it that you started kind of being interested or getting into that battle scene early? Because while you don't do that anymore, it is kind of pivotal to, I guess, your journey to the state and how you approach things, right?
So I was I used to just freestyle for the bros back in the day when I came back down here, and then I went to a freestyle tournament, and my mate Mikey, shout out Mikey Robinson, wrote my name down as an entrant. Didn't know, and when all of a sudden my name was just called out, bro. And I was like, I can't not go up, you know what I mean? So I rolled up and I won the first battle. And I was like, oh yeah, sick, mean, I won, all good. I didn't make it all the way to the end, but then that sparked it. I was like, oh no, I can do this in front of a crowd. I did all right, I held my own, you know, my mana was in check and all that. So from there, I just kept doing it, bro. Then the following year, I went back, freestyle tournament, and won the whole thing. So
wow,
that obviously, yeah, sparked it off for me, bro.
Yeah, because what year was that around? It was a pretty, oh man.
I'm not good at this stuff.
But like, you're what, 35 now? Like, with like early 20s? 18,
19? Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess that kind of like shows, like, again, what I want to highlight in this journey. And I want to throw one word at you, bro. Resilience. What does resilience mean to you?
Oh, bro.
In terms of, like, just, I guess, throwing that word out. For me personally, that word's been a kind of a theme of a lot of conversations with our community, Native Birds community, throughout the week. Yeah. And particularly my bro, Should Be Sweet, he hit me this morning saying the word resilience. Now, I want to talk to me about what resilience means to you in terms of your whole journey.
Bro, that's a mean question. Getting deep on it.
Shout out Should Be Sweet for prompting the questions, brother.
No, that is a main question. Perseverance, I mean, it's just the same thing, right?
Yeah, facts.
You know, we get knocked back, and it's all right to feel that shit. It's all right to get knocked back. But whether we let that determine where we're going to go next is the thing, you know? I've had lots of setbacks in my rapping, you know? I've been the butt of the joke for some people as well, yeah. And all that sort of stuff, you know, and that's cool, you know, like we're all on our own little journeys for our own little reasons, you know, and we're not always going to retain the same homies, we're not always going to see things the same way. But if you're passionate about something, you love doing something, whether it's rapping, skateboarding, you know, rugby, whatever the hell that is, man, you just persevere
and go through it, and yeah, go after what
exactly.
You want,
hey. Are you doing it for you or you're doing it for the people listening to you or watching you, you know?
And I guess those earlier stages there, like, you probably, like, when you learned how to freestyle, learning how to do that, to be part of a community at times when you felt like you didn't have other people around.
Aye.
Right? But yeah, then after a while, you have to kind of stand on your own two, and then be able to potentially do that for other people, right? Like in the situation now, being 35, grown, in Ori Puri, you've got kids, and you want to be able to show that example of, yo, the tutelage that you can give based on your experiences, eh?
100%. So that's ripples, bro, you know?
Yeah.
The effects of a ripple, you know? The name of my EP, and it's that's what it's for. So, like, I don't know, I purely don't believe that's the best work I can do, that EP.
Yep.
But I wanted to get it out there to start the ripple effect, you know, if there's people out there, you know, that aren't sure whether they should be releasing their music or whatnot, you know, man, I just chuck my shit out there, you know, throw it at the wall and see if it sticks, eh?
that was the interesting thing, because I know that we played, was it Celebrate? I'm pretty sure it was Celebrate when the first couple weeks, which again, ripples, like me being down here doing the show, the Native Birds Aotearoa show, I think we connected, bro, in the first couple of weeks, and you hit me up and you're like, mean show, bro, and like we built a natural connection, which is maybe like a ripple of, again, like us having the show, us doing it, and then just seeing, again, I didn't know that you were going to be dropping ripples, but then it hit, and I was like, I think a couple of weeks ago you released, before ripples, you released another track.
Yeah.
And I was like, ripples, hang on, nah, this is different. So, bro, like, shout out to that, because I mean what I say when you did flick it through and we did play some tracks on the show. It's been quite cool to listen to you and get to know you in a body of work. I'm a body of work type artist. Like, I find it hard to just, like, listen to one song and feel connected, because life's nuanced. Artistry is nuanced as well. So thank you for releasing that, because there's a lot of things that I felt in there in terms of just, yeah, encouragement, or I guess those perseverance times.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Like
theme throughout
it. Yeah, it is.
And also how, you know, my bars are dope.
Yeah, that too. What I'm going to do now, bro, I'm going to queue up the next track, bro. I want you to just like give a little bit of an intro before we come back for the continued kōrero of Mike Shaw.
We got Memoirs, eh?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, so this is Memoirs of a Germ. This is the opening track, and it's basically just a straight rap, man, and Memoirs of a Germ, you know, like, whether you want to think of it or not, you know, it's kind of bleak. We're an infestation on this planet, you know, so we got to, as dark as that might sound, we got to make the most of it, you know. Memoirs of a Germ, we got to look for that light, we got to seek for some truth and for some reason, you know. That's what this is about.
Easy. All right. Let's do it.
Of a germ, virus on this earth, searching for some worth, seeking for that light, 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 seeking for that light, 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 yo. Damaged goods slipping off the backs of container ships, labored love stacking bricks. We all plagiarists, we pay to play like angels sitting, brains arranged to make us fit and stay enslaved to break the system. Why your religion caused division? That's why I pour these thoughts into what I'm writing, making shady deals with order. I ride the lightning, a virus filled a sinus that was used to divide us, spreading messages with signage. Yeah, we act blind to the violence till their violence is beside us. I'm tired of trying to find the truth that's hiding right inside of you. It depends on what you're trying to do. I'm flying through with thick of failures on a pine of rules. I'm just hoping that one day these lyrics might inspire you, or at least a few to make a move. Welcome to my cranium, making sense of my thoughts with my pen and rearranging them. Memoirs of a germ, virus on the surf, searching for some worth, seeking for that light, 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 seeking for that light, light, light. Memoirs of a germ, virus on the surf, searching for some worth, seeking for that light, 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 light. Seeking for that light, light, light.
Party opener, bro.
Sure, bro.
One question I did have on it, and we alluded to it before. Did Loom do all the beats?
Nah,
so... So talk to me about, like, I guess... I know when people release albums, and it does frustrate me now that we live in a day and age where people don't update their credits on digital platforms. That's my own personal gripe.
Right.
That was how I found out that Nia Walker produced Holding On the Home... homebrew album. It's because they actually updated the credits. It wasn't Haz, it was Nia Walker. We told her that story last week. But who worked with you in terms of bringing the soundscapes for you to be able to express what you're talking about? Talk to us, bro.
So the bro Loom, again, I mean, and he's just sent me through some more loops and stuff. So, I mean, I've been friends with Loom since 15 odd years, you know, and he's an EDM producer, makes mean drum and bass and stuff, but we're bros, so he's hooking me up some hip hop, and it's fun to work with the homie. So he did Memoirs of a Germ, Watching Manu Fly, and the other one, can't remember. Oh no, that's it. Yeah, and then Neo Conscious from Ototahi from Christchurch, he does Part of Me, which is the closing track. Yeah.
Sweet.
And then the other three, beatstars.com, baby.
Nah, respect on that, eh? Because sometimes you, like, talk to me about... Actually, you know, before I ask a question, there's one era that I was interested to get your opinion on, or just, like, talk about. The transition from battling... We touched on that, but how do you get into, I guess, the rave part, where you weren't battling, but just being an MC over in your, what was your name at that time?
So that was Dirty Cuts. That was
is that how you kind of linked up with a few of the producers at the time that are on this project, or is it totally different?
No, totally different. So that was just, I had the bro Owen back in the day, Hypnotoad, and we were getting wasted a lot. Put it lightly, my kids are listening. Shout out to Awa and Nico.
Shout out.
Kia ora, guys. But yeah, it was just a side thing, mate, you know. And he made some beats, some real dingy ass sort of beats, and I made some dingy ass raps, and we played them at flipping 11 p.m. at raves in the middle of nowhere and had a mean time. It was fat.
And I think on that, bro, like from my memories growing up in Dunedin, Oriputi, I want to shout out Bo Jeffries one time, MC Bo. I'm not sure if you're familiar. I know.
Yeah, for sure.
We're thinking of what is topical when it comes to Dunedin and Christchurch rivalries outside of like Super Rugby and NPCs and stuff. There was a tension between Big Seema and Bo. I'm just going to put it out there, but whatever. It's history, man. You're getting history on the Netherlands Artillery Show. They're all good. Yeah. Different paths, whatever. But what I used to like going to when I was in my years of being able to drink legally or going out is going to Bath Street. Bath Street down in Oriputi is had a lot of history. And it's one of those venues that Scribe started there, Shan started there, shout out DJ Shan. Don't know if you're listening, bro, or watching, but bro, you're the man, bro. Like, a legend in the scene down here. Shout out to SAS. But yeah, SAS would tour down there. Was those kind of those parties where, like, again, when Bo was doing that, he was rapping on anything. Jungle, before there was actively, like, people rapping on jungle or DMB or dubstep or anything like that. Kind of like what Young Ghost is doing now. Shout out Ghost and a few others. But that lineage, like, how important was that to bring that into your craft too? Like, in terms of that experience,
I didn't really go to Bath Street much, mate, to be honest.
No, but just in terms of the raves of how
you did it. MC Bo was like pivotal for a lot of MCs in Dunedin. So there were a lot of rappers in Dunedin. You know, Carl Williams back in the day, I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah.
There were a lot of rappers, Rich Jaggers and his crew, Young Pretty, mate, mean, really good. But Bo was the only one that kind of like, and Max Daddy took it to like a professional level, you know,
and across the country and doing in terms of Dudstown and representing
exactly
that
right. Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's why I guess
they were the first ones to sort of do that. So that was a big influence on being able to take it seriously, you know, not just rapping at parties and not just doing the raves and not just doing it when you're high and all that sort of stuff, but actually trying to make legit songs and flow at parties and get people moving and stuff, you know? So there's a big influence there.
Was that kind of a similar thing in terms of your journey when you were doing those raves under that kind of name that you were rocking? Because I know you were talking, it was very brief, but...
not really.
or was it brief?
The influence, we probably did it for a couple of years.
How did that experience influence, I guess, Mike Shaw now? Like, was it just you just rapping that like you normally do, or just fun? Just funny?
It was just a fun thing, bro. So the way that didn't really influence Mike Shaw now. The main thing that's influenced Mike Shaw now is becoming a parent.
Thanks.
Honestly, I the last thing I did was Dirty Cuts. I stopped rapping when my getting wasted when my firstborn came along, and I just went completely sober, bar a few beersies.
Yo, so you're like teetotal plus one or two on the odd occasion.
Bro, yep.
Bro, much
100% sure, bro. Yep.
Thanks for saying that, bro, because like, I'm pretty much the same at my age. Like, I work at a bar at Eric's, and man, it kind of makes me sometimes sick, actually picking up sick.
Yeah.
I haven't got a strong stomach, but still, I want to look after myself and have longevity.
100%.
I'm sure you know, feel that for your kids and your whānau as well.
Absolutely, like, So, I stopped for years. I didn't touch a microphone for years.
Yeah.
And then just recently, I just started feeling the urge coming back. Started writing again. But then I noticed my steez had changed.
Yeah.
You know, like...
talk about that, bro. That's quite an interesting takeaway.
I used to be quite aggressive on the mic, and I still am to a degree. But I wasn't as deep, I guess, you know?
And your sound selection has changed as well. Even these beats that you're even playing from the bros, they are tone-wise.
Definitely, bro, a bit more chill.
Probably chill, but also probably draws from other influences of soundscapes that you have listened to. And that 100%. Kind of leads me to the next question. A corny question on when you ask anyone, particularly like MCs, is like what their top five like artists are. I'm gonna ask it a bit differently, bro, and it's gonna be a little bit of a kind of a mind warp, but bear with me.
All right.
I want you to think of your five greatest influences when it comes to Mike Shaw, and it could be rappers, it could be anything, bro. But I want you to list them, but pick that one quality from each of them that is the one thing that you really, really like about them. Otherwise, we're going to be here for an hour talking about influences or
You're good. I'll try to get five.
Yeah.
But shout out to Mum. Come on.
Shout out.
That's got to be the main influence on most people. And if you can't, if you're not going to admit that, you're fucking lying, mate.
Exactly. Like, I want to just touch on that as well. That's a good point. Shout out all the Mama's boys out there.
Hey.
I know you all got flack out there. And it was undeserved. I'm a mama's boy. A lot of us are. And it says a lot. I'm pointing at the camera. And it means a lot. Because it's... Man, we love women. The reason why we're here. But also nurture. And we can learn a lot of that energy from them. And them pass it on. And break this toxic masculinity bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Mate. So she gave me the perseverance, mate. There you go. That's the one point.
That's
about
the one.
Her. If I didn't, if she didn't give me that perseverance, I wouldn't
be where you
I
mate.
Wouldn't have the bravery, I guess, to push through feelings of anxieties to do what I love. Eh?
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
Jim Morrison, for some reason, I just love that dude's lyrics.
Yeah, I
listened to him heaps when I was a teenager.
So Mum, perseverance, resilience type thing. Yep. Jim Morrison in terms of lyrics.
Lyrical, yeah. Even though. Bit weird, but I just like his the way he describes things.
Yeah.
The blues as a genre.
As a genre.
Man, I just feel it deep within me.
And I guess like kind of what we're talking about, like kind of some sort of soundscapes of the instruments that are played the kind of the drawn out beats, not having to the different tempos maybe as well.
So back in the day, hip hop wise a big influence of me was like Apathy from the Demigods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those dudes, Demigods, Apathy, Self-Titled, all those guys. Their wordplay and all that sort of stuff was just unmatched. The wordplay, their flow, non-fiction, you know, all that sort of stuff. I love that underground, raw rap.
Yeah.
But now, recently, I've been gravitating to, have you heard of a fella called Verb T?
Nah, talk to me about him.
He's in High Focus Records over in the UK.
Okay.
And he's 40 years old. And he raps about being 40 and an average dude, and I just started to relate to that a bit more, and I'm like, fuck, this is me.
It is really cool. There's a few cats. I can't remember the name again. I'm dropping like Should Be Sweet. Like you guys are like, you know, gonna do a track or something. But shout out to bro, I know he's watching because he's followed you for a while, particularly in those that long time of like 1 ounce and all that sort of stuff. And I know we have conversations about him, but it's been. It's cool to like hear you talk about a lot of that stuff because it highlights where you're at and where you have come from. Like saying that even the beat selection and the influences of genres and stuff, at the time, you're exposed to whatever you were exposed to. Yeah. So then you draw kind of inspiration from what you were exposed to or what you saw.
Right.
And then now you're a bit more grown and your sensibilities and talking about the whole thing of the artists from the UK. I think what's happening is that UK boom bap is coming back. Like there's artists like Roots Maneuver, which were like real pivotal of that boom bap style before the grime kind of dizzy,
or
then recent drill stuff. But the boom bap stuff from the UK and the soul is incredible. It's amazing. I definitely recommend anyone to kind of like look into that because they're making some amazing music and some amazing artists out there, and some have come over here as well. So
hard,
yeah.
You got to listen to High Focus Records, man.
I will, bro. You need to link me that after for sure.
I'm pretty sure that's five. Is there five?
Five. I think there's, you know. So we had Mum, we had Jim Morrison, we had the genre of blues, and then we had the UK guy. One more, bro, and maybe think about a local one. Was there anyone local, musician wise or artist wise? That you've kind of taken something from, or at least like maybe made you think differently about how you approach.
I basically Rai Chi, man. I
can't say
the bro
enough.
Way more than he messages
me.
I love that guy. He's just such a good dude. And shout out to Rai Chi. He's just always doing it. You know, he's never stopped doing it. He just always does his thing with no apologetic. You know, and I just mad respect that, and that's me. I draw a lot of money from that dude. Yeah.
Bro, no, thank you so much for sharing that. It's the first time I've asked that type of question. And again, I mentioned Should Be Sweet, but he was like, man, like, one of the simplest questions is sometimes the most interesting. And that's why I framed it that way, just to kind of at least, like, it's interesting when you, what people find inspiring from different artists is not necessarily the same. Like, what you see from blues is probably different than what other people see from blues, or like a pure jazz musician or anything like that, like, or anything. Like, it's nuanced, and that's what life is. And being able to be a grown, you know, 35, 40 minus 5 individual, being able to feel comfortable talking about your life and making it sound wavy is something that is authentic, but also it's something that, hey, if you don't like it, don't like it. But I'm speaking, I'm just talking about real life.
You know what I mean? Shout outs to fucking sore knees and bad backs, you know?
Yeah, hard out. Exactly. It's the reality of what's going on. I know we're on a student radio network, but like, shout out to all the young people that may be listening.
Yeah, yeah.
Because one day you will have sore knees and sore backs. And you might end up talking about it over beats, rhymes, and rhythms. So I'm going to do a little bit of a segue now, bro. I'm going to play the next track before we jump on the mic, and you to just, I haven't heard the beat, I haven't heard anything, talk about this next track, which is that closer of the EP.
Part of Me.
Part of Me.
So this is a beat by Neo Conscious up in Christchurch. So this I guess is just talks about, and very vaguely, basically I just wanted to do some dope raps over it, but there is kind of very vaguely it talks about you know, where I was, where I started as a youth, up to no good, and then slowly progressing to where I am now, and just, yeah, how this whole journey is just a part of me, and you can't stop it, you know? That's it.
Man, let's run it.
Around town with a pocket full of reefer, drinking cheap beer by the liter. When I was high, you could frame a smile like the Mona Lisa. Now it's numb, keeping my tongue, but it can keep it big. Your checks and six is easy to expect.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.